This is the local VK5 news segment.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. AREG's next general meeting is this coming Friday, the 15th of September, at the Reedbeds Community Hall, Phelps Court, Fulham. Doors opening at 7:45 p.m. This coming meeting will be another in AREG's Amateur Radio Beginners Series, and the topic for this evening will be power supplies. Matthew, VK5ZM, will take people through the basics of power supplies, what their characteristics are, and what do people need to look out for when selecting a power supply for amateur radio use. He will also discuss the pros and cons of linear versus switch mode, and what makes a good or bad power supply. AREG repeater news. We have noticed that VK5 RSB 70 centimetres appears to be dropping coverage. A fault investigation team will take a look at our earliest opportunity, but we suspect a problem with the antenna feeder or connectors. Also, the VK5 RWN D-Star repeater is suffering from reduced performance due to mechanical issues with the antenna mounts. Plans are well underway to make repairs at both sites, which we hope will be completed in October. Contesting news. AREG is again making plans to mount a portable DX contest station for the Oceana DX contest in October. This will be a QRO multi-multi station this year, operating from a new site north of Adelaide. We hope to see other VK5s get involved in this contest this year too, as it will be your one opportunity to have the DX stations around the world pointing their antennas our way, looking for us. The OCDX SSB contest is being held on weekend of October the 7th and 8th. In DX news, AREG wishes Grant, VK5GR, good luck in his activation of Nui starting next week. Grant should be heard across VK signing as E6AG, Echo 6 Alpha Golf, from September the 14th through to until September the 25th on most HF bands. So, keep a lookout for Grant, and Grant, good luck with your operations. Finally, AREG members should note that their subscriptions are due for the 2017-2018 year. It is a great time to be a member of AREG, and this year will be big, with the club turning 20 years old next July. Who would have thought? Look out for some special activities throughout the 2018 marking the occasion. So remember, folks, come along to AREG's next meeting. It is this coming Friday evening. Everyone is most welcome. After the formal events, a light supper of tea, coffee and cake will be available, whilst you can mingle, review and discuss the topics of the day. Further details may be found on AREG's webpages at www.areg.org.au. I'm Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The September Tech Night will be a talk by David, VK5KK, and the topic will be eBay Gems. Later Tech Nights will be October, the subject is Arduino. November will be testing of antennas at Ridley Park, Elizabeth. December will be the Christmas function, the venue to be advised. January 2018 will be an open forum, intro and instruction on oscilloscopes. February, optical transmitting and receiving communications. March will be a club visit to the water tower for all members. November the 29th of the 11th 2017 is a fifth Wednesday, and the paddle portable event is proposed for Largs Bay. The orientation day for those participating in Jota event will be on the 14th of October, 9 a.m. to midday. The Jota 60th anniversary will be on the weekend of the 21st and 22nd of October. The new website is work in progress still and will be advised at the club general meeting. The club meets on the first and third Wednesday of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members both welcome. See you there. 73's Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. As you are listening to this, a number of our members, including myself, will be out in a pine plantation watching a Southeast Automobile Club high-speed sprint on closed to the public roads, I might add. When I say watching, I mean acting as an observer to ensure that all competitors go past my position on each lap and to report in to main control if they don't. This allows the sweep teams to make sure that there has not been an accident or a breakdown on the course, thus allowing safe passage for following competitors. As the course is closed, it means that speeds will be quite high in places, as normal speed limits do not apply. Given that some of the course will be on private forestry tracks, which spend a lot of time in shadow because of the pine trees, it will be quite slippery in some spots due to moss on the white metal, and the recent heavy rains won't help either. We have quite a bit of activity coming up in the next few weeks, with a visit to the Narracourt Club at Dorradong next Sunday for a barbecue. Hopefully the rain will have stopped for that one. And a tour of Ross VK3KBO's very interesting inventions afterwards. The weekend after that sees the running of the 2017 Pines Enduro in the Millicent area, and this two-day event will involve quite a number of our members. As we're providing live video coverage of some of the course on both days, plus some observer points around the track on Sunday, it will be a case of all hands to the pumps. This has always been a very busy but enjoyable weekend, and we hope that this year's event will be no different. Friday the 1st of September saw a really good turnout of members at our September activity night, where Matt, VK3PP, gave us an excellent insight into his method of designing and making printed circuit boards for some of his microwave and other projects. Leith, VK5FLAR, gave us a rundown on how he uses Aussie Explorer, the mapping program, in his work with the CFS. Greg, VK5ZGY, chipped in with some observation on his methods as well, so all in all it was a very interesting and informative night. Gabby, Greg, VK5ZGY's good lady, once again looked after us by providing an excellent supper. Thanks, Gabby. The newer members of the management team seem to be settling in well, and we look forward to a great year of renewed enthusiasm and drive. Our new treasurer is trialling an accounting package that should hopefully make his job much easier and even a bit more detailed than has been possible in the past. Our past treasurer, David, VK5DG, had suggested that it was time that we had the ability to make payments on behalf of the club via electronic funds transfer, and this has now been set up and appears to be working well. Thanks, David, for suggesting that initiative. That brings us up to the minute for this week. As usual, the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night's general meeting contained a host of all sorts of presentations, and it was very interesting to see some of the latest high-tech miniature stuff, which is available online from China and other places. And John, VK5COR, brought along an interesting device that he put together, being able to check the operation of antennas and feed lines and so forth, and that was intriguing. You could all get the thing in the palm of your hand. So, yeah, thanks very much for that, John. And Eric, VK5BT, brought along Arduino-based equipment for generating VHF frequencies on 2 metres and 70 centimetres. And, that was intriguing also. Very, very small panel to actuate everything with. You had to do it with a little dabber thing. But that was good too. So thanks for that, Eric. Good to see it. And Trevor, VK5ATQ, he brought out a great big box of goodies and handed them all around. And he had a lot of QRP transceivers and all sorts of other equipment, which was really a fascinating demonstration of what you can build these days. So thank you very much, Trevor. And just the thing to wind off the night was Brian, VK5VI. He gave us a chalk and talk session on revising Ohm's law. So thanks very much, Brian. We all need that from time to time. You tend to forget these things at our age. So all in all, on Friday night, it was very good. And to all those who were there, no, I'm not going to wear my suit next time. And don't forget that the next Tech Night will be on Friday the 22nd of September. And of course, this month we've got five Friday nights. So there'll be a fifth Friday night dinner on the 29th of September. So stay tuned for more information about those events. And we're still looking for relay operators for 80 metres and 40 metres for the weekly WIA broadcast. So if you think that you can help us out in that regard, then get in touch with Peter, VK5PX, and he can be reached on his phone, which is 8280 7330, or if you wish to, pop him an email at his email address, which is vk5px@wia.org.au. Well, that's all for this week from the Northeast Radio Club. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is David, VK5KiloCharlie, on behalf of the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. It's that time of year again when we start to think about our annual buy and sell. This year it will be held on Sunday, November the 12th. That's the second Sunday in November, Sunday, November the 12th. To book your table, please send an email to myself and to Roy. So myself, vk5kilocharlie@wia.org.au. And vk5nrg@wia.org.au. Please send it to both addresses. We both keep a separate log of who requests a table, and hopefully we don't forget anyone. So that's Sunday, the 12th of November. The second Sunday in November this year, the first Sunday is the Maker Fair, which has always clashed. So if you wish to go to the Maker Fair, you can go to the Maker Fair on Sunday the 5th and come to the buy and sell on Sunday the 12th. Thanks for listening. This is David, VK5KiloCharlie, for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Keep these dates on your calendar. The Oceana DX contest for 2017 is on the 7th and 8th of October, and the Oceana DX CW contest is on the 14th and 15th of October. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 8th of September, and the next social morning at the Shack will be on the 9th of September. Monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. Thursday, September the 21st, general meeting presentation will be by Rod, VK5ZRK, and it will be about batteries for portable operation. And as the days are getting longer, the ambient temperature will rise and you'll have no excuse not to go chasing parks and peaks. I'm in Queensland chasing parks right now. The Ahar Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the 4th Saturday. Saturday the 23rd of September, Graham, VK5ZFZ, will run another Introduction to Arduino session at the Shack. Trevor, VK5NIX, is taking the bookings. 0417 838 740 or TMOLDE at internode.on.net. With all the rain we've had recently, the site of the shack is turning into a jungle. We'll have a grass cutting and general clean-up on the site on Saturday the 30th of September. A breakfast or sausage sizzle may help swell the numbers helping out on that day. You will need garden tools and will also need a couple of rugged grass cutters. Email Barry if you can supply these. Make sure you have November the 12th on the calendar. That is the date of the AHARS buy and sell. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp at wia.org.au. That's all for this week. 73s.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline at northeastradioclub.org.au.